Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, so I got to finish my story off, but and so what happened was, this young woman is as hard as she tried. There's just I just didn't have a breast, okay, and so she's I have to get my superior. So she goes and she gets this older woman who comes in, and she was kind of like a. In fact, I think she actually was. She was a veteran. Before she went into that field, she was, I believe, a sergeant in the Army. I believe she told me. Anyhow, she comes in and she said, "What's going on here?" And we explained. She says, "Well, get up here." And she pushes me up against this board, and she's trying to pull this other thing, and it just wasn't working. And she finally she gave up. She says, "You're okay. You're good. Just." I couldn't believe this, but you understand, this is how silly some of this stuff gets, but that's a true story.
She didn't tell you to go get an MRI or a CAT scan or something else that could actually do what a mammogram does. She just said, oh, go home, right?
Yeah, she was frustrated, and I think she probably figured, you know, I don't know what to think, but anyhow... Maria.
You're still alive and nothing's fallen off yet, right?
Right. Maria from Florida pledges 100. She heard you, Joe. She heard you mention Florida.
Okay. Now we got to hear from Arkansas and San Diego and Seattle.
That's right. Detroit. We haven't had one California tonight, so we have to have, we had the very first one was from North Carolina. And that's right. And then we've been getting more of those lately, too. All right. So... there you go, folks, 888-281-1110. Now, Wendy?
Yes?
Do you know who Klaus Schwab is?
Yes.
Would you give him a whipping if you had the chance?
Yeah, how would I do that? Think about it.
I'd give him a whipping if he had. I'd get him and George Soros together and give him a both whipping. And then
I want to wash my hands and everything that touched them.
There's some pretty wicked people, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Klaus Schwab, he's the head of that New World Order. Now, he's got a guy who's a Dr. Noah Harari. And, Wendy, to listen in, because he's going to convince you that people, human beings, might as well recognize that we're no longer independent, sovereign humans, but we are now the property of corporations and government, and we might as well get used to it. So go ahead and bring up that clip, if you would, there, Andy.
Hello, initiates, and welcome to the Illumicorp video training course. I would like to officially welcome you as a member of the team. You've joined our organization at perhaps the most exciting point in our long history. Our founders shared a passionate dream to transform this country and eventually the whole world into one cohesive organization. When Illumicorp finishes gaining centralized control over the resources of the planet, and we will. We can then organize, distribute, and govern for the benefit of all. After competition and dissent are eliminated, we'll build a utopia for the people of the world to share, based on need, and rejoice together in a harmonious new world. This presentation is designed to enlighten you about our organization's goals and achievements. As your guide, I will help to answer some basic questions you might have about Illumicorp and familiarize you with the valuable role you will play in helping us reach our prime objective. So please, take a tour with me as we march together towards an exciting new world. All people are aware of class. To them, society is made up of the rich, the middle, and the poor.
The one thing that all three classes don't understand is that the pyramid continues upward. There is a detached hidden capstone made up of an elite board of directors who own and manage Illumicorp. The three classes below, in essence, become the assets and resources of Illumicorp. Illumicorp is divided into various administrative branches, but each branch has the same five levels in their hierarchy. You will begin at the bottom, in the initiate category. As such, your role will be to make sure that your orders are carried out through the sub-corporations and institutions controlled by Illumicorp.
You will be placed in plain sight, at the head of a company or institution in the public sector, to carry out the plans delivered from above. Remember, your role is very important. You will be the face of Illumicorp to the outside world. You are our connection to the masses below. Never speak publicly about your orders or your masters. Now, let's look at Illumicorp's six administrative branches and their functions. You will be placed in a top position of power among one of the following sectors.
Alrighty, we're going to stop right here because this is a little longer. We're going to take it right to the important part. But before we do that, I want to say, folks, we got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Now, folks, we have Wendy Wilson with us here. God gave us natural medicine. God gave us the natural medicine. These people are giving you these poisonous pokes, these bioweapons, these drugs. Pharmakia means, the word pharmakia means sorcery, sorcery. So you got a choice of taking what God has given you or what the world has given you, folks. So here, let me give Wendy's phone number. You want her catalog. I got to tell you that you really need this catalog. This catalog is kind of like a part of your survival kit. And that's it. Her number is 888-229-3663. 888-229-3663. Or you can go to the Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. That's thepowerherbs.com. All right, we want to go to Anonymous in Illinois pledges 100. Caroline from Strongsville pledges 50. Thank you. Okay, take us, Mighty Andrew, to about 7 minutes in that flick, if you in that clip. Okay, we're going to.
The public can't imagine what we were in the process of developing. Soon, even the weather will be a weapon under our control. We will be able to create droughts, floods, hurricanes, and even tsunamis, with no fingerprints attached. The political system of America has been under direct control of Illumicorp for some time. It was actually a relatively easy acquisition, and has been even easier to manage. Politicians know of our unspoken agreement, and will do anything to stay in power.
A two-party system benefits Illumicorp, in that it reduces all issues into a black and white debate. Through media, we can play side against side, using each when necessary to support our goals. Due to a diminishing faith in the system among the public, Illumicorp has designed a rogue candidate program to provide a voice for the dispossessed. This disperses the impetus for dissent among those who do not feel represented by our candidates and builds a database of potential dissidents.
At the turn of the last century, Illumicorp took a serious interest in public education. Our Supreme Council realized that by creating a private organization to dictate curriculum on a federal level, children could be conditioned to obedience on a mass scale.
In the interest of promoting Illumicorp principles in the classroom, hundreds of millions of dollars were invested to create the General Education Board in 1902. The result of doing this is evident today. The doctrines of public education have transformed recent generations into a weaker, more docile mass. Through meticulously planned curriculum, we have control over the process by which the average child learns. Thus, we can mold them into obedient workers who are conditioned to accept the implementation of the great plan. In addition, Illumicorp has set up many associations, including the American Historical Association, that determine and uphold the official view of history. Knowledge is power, so we must at all costs be the authors of the truth. By writing history to suit our interests, dissenting voices cannot gain ground, and we can vastly influence culture to achieve our prime objective.
IllumiCorp uses the media to shape the public's opinion about current events and condition desired attitudes about our future agenda. Through news, entertainment, and advertising, we can program a variety of emotions and responses into the collective unconscious.
In the past, we were limited entirely to print media, but now we have multiple mediums to utilize in programming and conditioning the masses. With cable news, we have directed the public to a more entertainment-based consumption of world events. Infotainment.
All right. That, folks, was actually not the right clip. What happened here when we went to play the clip, that's about IllumiCorp. Of course, maybe it was no accident. Maybe the good Lord had his hand on that, us playing that there. That did enlighten some people. The clip we had here, and maybe we'll play it a little later on in the program, it's got to do with Klaus Schwab, and they come right out. He comes right out, and they're telling you that the Great Reset now, it's time that people recognize that we are expendable. We are the property of big corporations, and we might as well just give in to that. And it's got to do, too, with all of the transhumanism. Now, Wendy, the people that have taken the poisonous pokes when their DNA has been changed, and now this is a big issue in the courts now, whether or not it's not whether or not, like, actually the court actually ruled that once you have the mRNA and it has changed your DNA, you're not really human anymore. You're transhuman. And it ruled that whoever holds the patent on that bioweapon, they own the transhumans. What do you think of that?
What court ruled on that? Was that here in America?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the case that was before the Supreme Court, whether or not, on these vaccines that was brought before the court on the vaccines. They didn't do it in exactly those words. They did it, you know, in a roundabout way, but that's pretty much where it's left at. And so we just played a clip here. Last night? Attorney Todd Callender. He represents 4,000 military personnel, and that's what the case was all about there, as far as giving them the shots. In fact, I just had an article here where it talks about what this is doing to our military, and it figures when I needed that one. I got so many articles here, but anyhow, this is why so many people do not want to take the shot. Now, it tells you there's something. When the number one profession of people that were refusing the shots are doctors and nurses, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Who is around the people that have taken the shots more than anybody else?
Doctors
and nurses see people getting Guillain-Barré syndrome from regular flu shots, regardless of COVID shots. So, you know, a lot of doctors, people don't know this, a lot of doctors are tattooed with instruction. You know, should they be unconscious? You know, forget the medallion around your neck with information about, you know, your medical wishes. Now they get tattooed, you know, so there's no excuse that you wouldn't see it.
I just had an article about the CDC, how they have been hiding. Here you go. Scientific fraud. By the way, Nancy from Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, Nancy. Scientific fraud. Doctors Robert Malone and Ryan Cole react to CDC heightened data. And here what they did is they brought out the data that they had on people that were between the ages of 50 and 65. And what they did is they purposely refused to bring the data up on people from 18, you know, to 50. Let me just read this for good reasons. But here, urging CDC scientists to speak out, Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Ryan Cole reacted to the news reported by the New York Times. The agency officials admit that they have withheld COVID data, broken down by age, race, vaccination status, because the American people might misinterpret it. Yeah, we're going to misinterpret it, huh? This meets the criteria of scientific fraud, said Dr. Malone, the key inventor of the mRNA technology, which he invented for the military to be used as a bioweapon platform used in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Withholding data is a scientific fraud. There you go. So, what do you have to say about
it? He's also been working with a Dr. Ryan Cole, who's a Mayo Clinic pathologist who runs a big diagnostic lab, and he is talking about an ethical physician taking an oath to the human race. He said this is very disturbing. These are the people that are entrusted to tell us the truth. And I think what they're doing is they have been calling on the doctors and the CDC to come out and tell the truth, because they're blaming the hierarchy. They're the heads that are running it. The governmental leadership of the CDC has stifled the CDC scientists in preventing them from disclosing key information to the public about the risks of the vaccine. So we've talked about this before. It's the head of these organizations, the head of the FBI, the head of the Justice Department, the head of the CDC and the NIH. This is what the Fabian Socialists told us a long time ago they were going to do, is get their people into the organizations to rule deep from within, to be the heads of the organizations that run the country. And this is how they would control from the top down. They would control.
Alrighty.
You control management, you control everything under management, right?
That's right. Steve in Minnesota pledges 100, and Greg in Illinois pledges 150. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Greg. And here, we get the update now. Let me see. So we need about 5,200. We need about 50. We're about 52 short.
Short.
Okay, yeah. And we've got approximately 32 minutes. Folks, if we need 5,200, don't make Pastor Joe do this by himself.
It's going to be a little hard in my budget, but I do have some striking other news that goes along. Over in India, the Central Drug Standard Control Organization, its experts did not support the vaccine, and they barred 2.8 billion people Pfizer vaccine. They said, no, we won't take it in India. And the firm, because of the problems with it, the serious adverse events that have been happening. And so here, this entire nation of India has banned Pfizer. And China never approved the Pfizer vaccine either. That means Pfizer can't sell to China's 1.45 billion people. India has 1.4 billion. So all of a sudden, the drug maker just lost some huge markets. But what both countries said is because it was not safe, it is a dangerous vaccine. So you have two of the largest countries in the world saying, hey, there's too many bad things and deaths happening from the Pfizer facts.
Well, China was in on it from the beginning. They understood. Nobody in there has taken one of the COVID vaccines over in China. Nobody's taking one over there in China.
But they have come out and said that this vax is dangerous. It is interesting, but India, bringing in other things, they were the ones who were handing out the ivermectin tablets and skipping all of the things that our CDC said had to be done. And they are doing far better than we are, and they disallowed the vaccine at all.
Well, you know, Queen Elizabeth, you know, she had the COVID, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what she was treated with?
She had
ivermectin, Joe.
Right, ivermectin, and she's doing quite well. They said she's on light duty.
Yeah.
Light duty for a 94-year-old. That doesn't sound like they're worried that she's in the hospital breathing hard or anything. That's what I heard. The last I heard it was that she was on light duty.
Hey, Joe, if I was to ask you this, and Wendy, if I was to ask you this, now, who would you consider to be the most intelligent? Those that refuse the vaccine or those that take the vaccine?
Well, that should be a simple question. Those who refuse.
That's right. The Department of Defense document proves that military purge of unvaccinated servicemen are putting the country at risk. In other words, those that are smart enough to say, hey, wait a minute, you know what? If all of these people are getting sick and dying, and these people that have died, if their arteries and that are look like caulking or look like strings of glue, and maybe I don't want to take that. If all these people, and we're seeing them dying left and right, if the funeral homes are working 7 days a week and the coroners are saying they've never seen anything like this, then probably the smarter people are the one that says, you know what, I don't want that poisonous poke. I don't want that at all, right? And so here, but the attorney Thomas Renz has released a new 35-page, we had him on the program here back about 2 months ago, remember? 35-page unclassified document from the Department of Defense called Senior Leaders Brief COVID-19 that shows how the United States is being put at an extremely serious risk due to the Biden regime's Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Page 6 of the document, which addresses national security, highlights how the American military is being weakened by the removal of unvaccinated servicemen who refuse to modify their DNA and to immune systems with big pharma poison. See, now remember, we have Austin and Miley in there. They're the ones that had the young Marines put on red high heels, women's high heels, and walk around these young male Marines in red high heels so that they would know how women feel when they walk around with red high heels. What do you think about that, Wendy?
Well, I think it's bad. It's really outrageous.
Yeah, I mean,
stupid. It's like watching one of that Dumb and Dumber, Stupid Is As Stupid Does. But, Pastor, I want to break in for a moment. I think we need to have a moment of prayer. I'm looking at the London Daily Mail. Missiles are raining down on Kiev. Ambitious assault is launched on Odessa. Putin ordered special military operation in the Ukraine to denazify it. And he's calling for them to surrender. And there is an invasion going on right now. And you can go on Twitter. They're showing pictures of a seaborne landing in the Black Sea, port of Odessa. You can see the large landing craft and helicopters going in. So maybe a prayer for the citizens of Ukraine tonight would be in order. Missiles raining down on several of their major cities.
That's, you know what, Joe? You're right, Joe. And also, I just remember I had just gotten a text message here, I noticed, earlier, and it's from somebody who's looking for prayer, too, for a lady named Nora. So let's go ahead and pray. Do you want to pray for the war over there in the Ukraine. Pray for...
Yes. Sure would. And folks, pray with me. You will need prayer sometime in your life, and it's one of those things that the Lord wants you to pray for others, and the more people praying, the more the Father says he listens and pays attention to our, you know, requests and needs. Dear Heavenly Father, there are a lot of things beyond our control that are going on in the world. You know what's happening far better than I ever will. But, Lord, you've told us to bring everything to you in prayer, and whenever there is a confrontation, a war like this, whatever people choose to call it, there are always the innocent that get caught in the crossfire. There are always the unintended consequences, and there are always people die needlessly. And, Lord, we would just offer up all those people caught in this conflict, that, Lord, you would be merciful, that you would protect them, that, Lord, that you would just, we're just going to have to put this in your precious hands, Lord, because it's beyond, I don't even quite know what to ask for except for mercy for the innocent, and that, Lord, that thy will be done tonight, and that our nation and the United Nations and the world will be doing the right thing according to thy will. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Joe. I got this, I got a text here. Nora, her name is Nora Nichols, had a laparoscopic surgery to remove a gallbladder, and it went well. And they sent her home, and then she started having pain on her right side.
Oh.
It didn't go dig better, so they went back to the MVH. This is the latest situation that needs to cover her in prayer, because now she has a complete body infection, and they just moved her to the ICU. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Nora, but thou knowest her. And Lord, we know this, that if enough people out there pray, that you answer prayer. And we know, Lord, that sometimes the answer is not now. Sometimes the answer is no, not. Sometimes the answer is my grace is sufficient. But you have told us to pray. And we've seen time and time again where the answer was yes, and people have received total healings. And so, Lord God, I would just ask, Father God, in this situation as we hold her up, first, Father God, Lord, I don't know Nora. I don't know her. And so I would ask if she's, I don't know if she's saved or not. If she's not, I would ask for her salvation, for the first thing, Lord, that she would be. And then, Lord, that you might touch her and bless her in every area where she could receive that blessing. And for the people that cared enough about her to send in and ask for us to pray for her. Also tonight, I want to pray for Andre, that prison inmate who was beaten up, the elderly man who was beaten up by the Satanist that they put in his cell there with him at Grafton Prison. And he's in the hospital now. And finally, after all of these time, he finally made a call. But unfortunately, nobody was there to answer the call, and he left a message. But Lord, we would ask, we know now that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer upon top of everything else that happened to him. And so we just would ask, and Lord, two things, that he should have been out of prison many, many years ago. He should have been out of prison, but he was kept there to keep the parole board. We know that all the old law inmates were just kept in prison. Those that should have been out have done way more than their time so that the parole board could stay in business. And so, Lord, I just would ask that you would, one, heal him, two, set that captive free. And, Lord, for these people and for all those folks out there listening to us tonight, every one of them, Lord, that you would turn their desires towards you more and more every day and every way and all things at all times without any reservations. That would be my prayer tonight in this day, which we see with rumors of wars, wars and rumors of wars, as we see the evil day upon us. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty, we want to say thank you because we go to Bob from New Jersey pledges $25. Wanda from Texas pledges $1,000. Thank you, Wanda.
Oh, wow.
Pastor?
Yes.
Yes, Wendy.
Yes. You, when you gave my number out, you said 888. It's 866.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, we don't want to ever get your number wrong.
Well, say it again right then.
It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Whoever's 888 is getting a lot of calls probably. It's 866-229-3663. Get the catalog, folks, because Wendy's got one of the best natural, real natural medicines, what God has given us. And believe me, you're going to need these things now. Wendy, your medicines have got a shelf life of what?
The liquids have a shelf life of 10 years.
There you go, folks. Not only that, but you know what, Wendy? What better gift could you give family and friends than natural medicine?
Right.
All right, we're down to...
Do you know why the natural herbs last so much longer than the artificial chemical medications and treatments?
I was just talking to someone today that was cleaning out a house. They had a job to clean out an abandoned house, and they found all these antibiotics. And the person called me and said, you know, is this stuff any good? I said, not past expiration date, especially because a lot of these drugs have maybe a 2 to 5 year shelf life, depending on what it is. And once they expire, the chemicals start to break down and become more toxic. So you never want to take anything that's expired like that.
Very good advice. That's what I...
All right, Joe, Wendy, listen. We need $4,200, $4,200. We're down to $4,200. So we've got now about approximately 18 minutes to get $4,200. So that's about $200, a little more than $200 a minute, Joe.
Yeah, we're going to need some people out there that you always hear radio is free. Well, yeah, it is because you have all these commercials and advertisers and things. We depend solely on the listening audience. We do God's work. We do it the best we can according to what we believe is orders, how he, you know, directs us in sermons and Bible study and everything. But we do need your support, and there's some of you out there that God has blessed. You have a business, you have a professional practice, you make a very good living, and this is a opportunity for you to help us in a time of need, and a great opportunity to lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven, because God says he made a promise that if you support a ministry that's doing his will, you get to share in the blessings of that ministry.
All right, Joe, you know, there's some really good things happening. Did you know there are counties now across this country, counties are going constitutional. That's a good sign. That's in New York, and you know how blue New York is, right?
Yeah.
You've got a county now, and here we're looking to do that here in Ohio. And across the country, two counties in Nevada, which is Nevada's a blue state. They want constitutional. And you know what that means? It means when the county goes constitutional, they can block out any of the Antichrist policies put out by the federal or state governments. They can
right.
do that. Okay.
Because they are following. And that goes right along with some other good news, really good news. They is Gascon, that DA, George Gascon, in L.A., they are calling for a recall, and 98% of L.A.'s prosecutors voted in support of an effort to oust him as DA. Think about that. That's over more than 9 out of 10 of Los Angeles prosecutors are supporting a recall effort to get rid of him. And this is what I call fighting back. The people have been speaking up, and now all they have to do is get about 800,000 to 900,000 signatures, and they are started on that. And basically, they came out and said that it's been a year of this social experiment. It's not working. People who live here basically hate it. We're seeing how miserable a failure it's been. And they weren't expecting that 98% of these prosecutors to support a recall. That's
amazing.
I think is unheard of.
Yeah, one of the other things that's really happening, too, across the globe, we're seeing now pushback by populists against the globalists. And that clip I was going to play, but we're kind of running out of time tonight to play that. But Tony from Boston pledges 100, and Gail from New Jersey pledges 100. So that brings us down to 4,000. We need 4,000, and we've got 15 minutes to get 4,000. We got to do it. We got to do it. All we need is four people to pledge 1,000 or one person to pledge 4,000, right? Or what about two people to pledge 2,000?
And there is something else I want to bring up tonight if we've got a couple of moments. There are different convoys that are starting out to mimic the truck convoy in Canada. And the one that I think we need to support is the People's Convoy, peoplesconvoy.org. And they also have wepatriot.org is the news and information site that there are over 1,000 truckers to participate in this. Left California today, headed for D.C., but they have vowed to be totally peaceful, obey laws. They are not going to go to D.C., go into D.C. proper and block things up. They are going to be driving around, rallying, doing, taking different people in the trucks with the truckers, do radio shows, interviews. They're going to be doing everything they can to attract attention for freedom on this 11-day trek. And they said they're going to continue as long as they can there until the government listens.
But you know what, Joe? You know what's going to happen? You know what? Right now out there, they're planning on having the deep state is doing the opposite to get rogue, maybe some rogue truckers. Remember, they'll do whatever the opposite of what is right. And
right.
You know that
with the FBI and their informants and their agents on the January 6th and on that governor, Whitmer's people that were going to kidnap her.
All of that was rogue. You had five people murdered on January 6th there in D.C., and that whole thing was set up. It was insurrection, all right, but against the American people.
People, all right.
And it was run by dirty cops and dirty politicians. Dirty politicians and dirty cops. That's why Nancy Pelosi, and we played that clip of her last night, too, how she's so invested in China, how she held up to make sure that there wasn't a study on where the COVID vaccine, COVID actually started from
right.
And now she had thousands of hours of what took place there that she did not want people to see. They are completely corrupt. There's nothing at all about the Democratic Communist Party that is not corrupt.
Trump, everybody said, go ahead, bring the guard, be prepared, you know, so the crowd doesn't get out of hand. Pelosi refused the guard. Pelosi is the one who said told the D.C. police and everybody to stand down. They didn't need a big presence. I mean, this was a setup, and you're right. They will try to do this to the truckers. So I'm asking the listeners out there to keep the People's Convoy in prayer, to have them covered in prayer all the way, and that they will maintain their peacefulness, that they will maintain not breaking the laws. And so if anything does happen, we'll see that it's a corrupt government. And the Lord, that anybody that's trying to undermine this effort would be made known, and we would be able to point them out.
All righty. Susan in Michigan pledges 50. Anonymous from Ohio pledges 100. And it looks like Caroline from Chicago pledges 100. That puts us down to about 3750, what we need. We're down to about 3750, folks. And we've got approximately 11 minutes. So 3,000,
we need a lot of help out there. All we can do is ask you to prayerfully consider, you know, supporting this radio ministry, keeping us going, and we've got an awful lot of listeners that have never donated, helped keep us on the air, but have listened for a long time. And, you know, a lot of times people, you may not want to call in or something or feel like, well, I can only donate a few dollars. Just go ahead and mail it in, and you don't always have to call. But you can send your donation to What's Right, What's Left, WRWL Ministries at 14781, 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And if you're driving, can't get that written down, just go to wrwl.org, wrwl.org, and that information will be there. But we do need to hear from you one way or the other. The bills have to be paid.
Yeah, it's 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. One of the things that's happening that we're going to have here on Saturday, March 12th, we're going to have here the Northeast Ohio Conservative Club is having a Lincoln Day dinner, and you can have all the politicians are coming out. All the politicians, those that are running for governor, those that are running for a senator, and it's going to be held at the Laveras. That's Laveras Party Center at 32200 Chardon Road in Willoughby Hills. Keynote speaker is going to be Jim Renacci, governor for Ohio candidate, Joe Knapp for lieutenant governor. But from what I understand, I've been told that it looks like that all the candidates are going to be out there. It's $50 for a seat at the table, and $400 per table. For more information, you can call 216-520-1977. 216-520-1977 for more information. So they've asked me if I would open up the meeting, and Lord's willing, I'll be there to do that. Okay. Again, that is coming up on Saturday, March 12th. Now, we have, you know what, we got to make our pledge. And although we've done it above and beyond, we're going to make two pledges. The Right to Life has made a pledge. We support them, and we promote the pro-life legislation. And all of these, those are our people that are on the streets here in Cleveland, and over the years, over 24,000 babies. So they have decided to jump in and to help us at this time of need. And so they have pledged $2,000.
Oh, blessed.
Okay,
thank
there
you
go. So put that up. There you go. And now, on top of that, what we're going to do, I'm going to have Doers of the Word Baptist Church pledge $1,000. Doers of the Word Baptist Church pledge $1,000. We're not, you know, we're in this thing to win. We're going to fight. We got to stay in the air. We're going to do whatever we have to do. We're going to stay in the air, and somehow along the line, we're going to fight and hold our ground. Like God's Word, the Bible tells us, we are not to give up any ground until the Lord comes back and takes us out of this mess. But D from Chicago pledges $100. D from Chicago pledges $100. There you go.
I was thinking Psalm 37 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Well, our desires are to serve him, to do his will, to be the watchman on the wall, to warn the people as best we can, and to, what, preach the gospel of salvation to all the world to hear. That's why we end every program with what I call a good old-fashioned altar call to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's what we're doing. The entire ministry puts its trust in the Lord, and all we can do is ask the listeners out there to help us do that.
Peter from Portland pledges $200. Thank you, Peter.
Yes.
Okay, so we're getting close. All right. What we have? Yep. 575. We need approximately $400 to go over $400 to to go over our goal. $400 to match our goal is what we need right now. So now, Joe, it's much closer because we got 5 minutes and we need 400. So that's only that's about $100 a minute. Can you do that?
That's a little more doable, yes.
Okay, who's out there listening to us tonight? All we need is 400 more. We'll make our goal. We want to make our goal tonight. And so here.
We need to make it because we do not want to have to go off any stations.
And here, Joe, did you know that leaked audio, see, the CDC leaked this out, but you aren't supposed to know it. They're not going to drop the school mask. They're going to keep forcing right. this, even though they know this masks are doing a lot of harm. Now, Wendy, let me ask you this. How do you think? Do you think that the medical community will ever, ever regain the trust that it's lost by the people out there? They have taken, where it comes to trust from the people, they've taken a huge hit. The CDC, they are gone. I mean, they've got no credibility left at all. I mean, not a bit of credibility left. What do you think?
Yeah, they've taken a bit of it. I mean, I think science is ruining itself. I mean, look what's going on in the research, the clinical research and the fraud there. I mean, they're just totally, you know, I think gone is that prestige that, you know, science is observatory facts. You know, people are saying, what facts?
Gone is the honor. Gone is the integrity. Gone is the decency. There's none of that left. It's all about greed and money and control. And you've got, I mean, we've got, mad so-called scientists out there. These people have literally become criminally insane, you know. And
well, they're becoming hired guns. Way back in the 90s, I met a gentleman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who is a PhD in environmental sciences. And he did a big multi-million dollar project for the government, and he came up and, well, he said there wasn't any global warming, and that wasn't the answer. The big agency that hands out all the grants said, you better change your finding. And he said, no, this is the truth. And so they did not renew his grants. He had very multi-million dollar grants. It was a lot of money back in the early 90s. And
all right.
Dr. Kaufman started fighting for truth, but realized back then that the grants, if you want a grant in science, you have to give the government the answers they want or you do not get your money.
That, yeah, exactly what it says, by lying and stealing. That's what Scripture says.
Yeah.
In Hosea chapter 4. Andrea from Illinois pledges 100. Anonymous from Pennsylvania pledges 100. That puts us down to 200. We're $200 short right now of making our goal. We'll have made our goal tonight. And
yeah,
so...
anything, there may be a couple more people who will chip in, and we might just exceed that goal.
We just did. Dennis from San Diego just pledged 200.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
One and all tonight.
It was a battle. Wendy, we couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, well, glad to help.
All righty, there you go. But here, and we've got, I see. Okay, all righty, we're there. All right. Now, folks, again, I wanted to tell you, you need to get, you know, we're in very precarious times. We are in what the Bible calls the days of sorrow or the days of the birth pains. We're seeing everything you're seeing happening out there are signs of the Lord's soon return. I know people have said, well, you've been saying that for years, people. Well, yeah, but here's the difference. Right now, they have transgressed God's dominion. They're messing with the genes of people. They're changing, trying to change human beings with their DNA. This is what these mad scientists are doing out there.
They're putting human DNA into animals, creating chimeras. They're doing all kinds of things that were never thought of back when Christians thought the Lord was coming again. They have really gone against God.
Absolutely. And so this is why you need to be prepared and you need to have, I would have some natural medicine on hand. Get her catalog. Order this catalog. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or go to www.thepowerherbs.com. You need to have natural herb medical kits available because you're going to probably need them. All righty, Joe, we're up against the time that we come against every night right now, and that is this, that God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter, folks. It's everything that we see happening today is not by accident. Everything was prophesied. Everything, you know, you hear people say it's falling apart. No, it's falling exactly in place. Everything is falling in place exactly. That's not what God wanted at all. He didn't want this, okay?
No.
He gave men a free will. Margaret in Ohio just pledged 300. Thank you, Margaret. All right. Okay, yeah, praise the good Lord.
Children to go out and run to the battle and fight the fight. And without a battle, folks, you can't win. You can't get crowns and treasures unless you do something. This is an opportunity God is giving his people to lay up those crowns and treasures in heaven by doing something, being a doer of the word.
Well, right now, Joe, what they have to do is they have to call upon the name of the Lord. First of all, the Bible says, make your salvation sure. Make your salvation sure, folks. And that's the most important thing to any of them, Joe, and that is this, that you're out there listening. You know, there are people that have said, and I've seen this, what they call body count salvation, where people go out and they just walk up to people on a street and they'll start witnessing to them and they'll count them as saved. No. If there's no change in that individual, Joe, if a person gets saved, if there's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, there will be a change. That person will be a new creature. Folks out there, if you've been there and sometime you may have said the sinner's prayer, nothing happened. That means you didn't mean it. You need to make it sure. You need to make your salvation sure.
The indwelling of the Spirit. What is that? Ye are of God, little children.
That's right.
Have overcome them because greater is he that is in you. You must have the indwelling.
Yeah, so you got to do that. You got to go to the Lord, pray to the Father, ask him to forgive your sins, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. That's simple. Ask God to forgive you, Father, of my sins. Lord Jesus, be the Lord of my life, all of my life. Now, when that happens, if you mean it, you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, and your life is going to change. Now, it doesn't mean things are going to get, that everybody's going to like you. In fact, that could be just the opposite. But what you will have is eternal security. Once you're saved, you can never lose that. You can never lose your salvation. And the reason for that, God keeps it in heaven, okay? And so this is real eternal security, but you need to do that. And you say, well, you know what? I'm not sure I want to do that yet. You know, don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. All over this world, people are going to run out of tomorrow's tonight. They say, well, maybe tomorrow I'll do that. Well, and then tomorrow never comes for those people. Don't let that happen to you. We are out of time for tonight. Wendy, I want to thank you for being here. And so,
my pleasure.
And Joe, and until tomorrow, we want to say, get ready. Let's do it. Good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.